This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. On the Navajo Nation, a rare breed of sheep is treasured by herders and weavers above all. The sheep were once nearly driven to extinction by the U.S. government. Chris Clements and Clark Adamitis visited a community celebration of the breed in Southwest Colorado.
At Fozzie's farm in Lewis, Colorado, Tyrell Tapaha weaves the beginnings of a Navajo tapestry with a loom.
In the summer times, I'll pull like 16-hour days weaving. It'll be like 3 a.m.
Tapaha, a member of the Navajo Nation, is part of a group of apprentice weavers in the Four Corners region who are herding churro sheep.
Churro are a breed of sheep considered sacred in Navajo beliefs.
In the late 1500s, Spain extended her territory into what is now Arizona and New Mexico. With Spanish colonists arrived cattle and valuable flocks of sheep, including the common churro.
A documentary about the sheep and their herders called A Gift from Talking God explains that Navajo people came to depend on churro sheep for the breed's meat and uniquely durable wool.
During the Long Walk of the Navajo in 1863, the U.S. military forced the tribe to relocate as part of a campaign of ethnic cleansing. It almost led to the extinction of the churro sheep, but some tribal members managed to keep the animals alive.
Not all of the Navajos participated or went on the long walk.
Roy Cady is a master fiber artist and sheep herder from Goat Springs, Arizona.
And the ones that didn't were the ones that helped save this breed of sheep.
Next, the weavers take a break to eat lunch.
They're roasting a sheep that they slaughtered earlier this morning.
It's a beautiful day here.
Roy Cady describes how important sheep herding has been to his family throughout his life.
I'm filling these big shoes that my mother wore as an agro-pastoralist.
Tyrell Tapaha is one of Roy Cady's many sheep herding apprentices. He says he's grateful for his leadership.
There is always a teacher and a student, and I think that dynamic has always been really positively enforced in my life.
The legacy of Navajo churro sheep herding and weaving lives on with community celebrations similar to this one.
I'm Clark Adamitis.
And I'm Chris Clements.
A mobile clinic is now serving about 2,000 tribal patients in rural Nevada. It's one of the latest beneficiaries in the Mountain West region of a federal grant program. KUNR's Maria Palma reports.
The unit will provide services to both the Lovelock Paiute tribe and the Yomba Shoshone tribe. Without a mobile clinic, medical staff would make weekly trips in multiple vehicles covering hundreds of miles to provide medical services. Kathy Williams-Tooney, chairwoman of the Fallon Paiute Shoshone tribe, says it's a dream come true.
We have the remote two locations at Yomba and Lovelock, and sometimes to go out to Lovelock, they always have to take the 4x4s because of the roads. Much of the road is dirt.
Clinical nurse Joy Schultz says the mobile clinic will bring people immunizations, lab testing, physician and nurse visits, wound care, prescription medicine distribution, and education.
We can say we've actually saved lives, we've saved limbs, we've saved communities from COVID.
The new mobile clinic was funded through a $670,000 emergency rural healthcare grant, provided by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. I'm Maria Palma.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.